In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this day was a long time coming. The baptism of our Lord, just like His nativity, was a long time coming. And there were great preparations made throughout Jewish history for the nativity of Christ. So also, great preparations made for His baptism. Especially in that water was necessary for purification, according to Jewish law. It was used in many, many different cases, in very intricate ways. This was to teach us that the Lord would use the agency of water to, as He puts it, fulfill all righteousness. Of course, when we say something like fulfill all righteousness, we're not speaking of right then and there, one event, one thing, this is all you need to do, and that's all. No, this is part of our salvation, but a necessary entrance into the church. And if you read in the Old Testament, water is constantly there. There are allusions to baptism, the Jewish children went through the Red Sea, type of baptism, an escape from Pharaoh, Elisha and Elijah, the waters of Marah that were bitter, and when Moses struck them, they became sweet. All these things about water throughout the Old Testament. Because we need to hear something not just once, not twice, but many, many times to understand it. Water is part of the agency of our salvation. That's why we bless it. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was baptized, fulfilled all righteousness. In doing so, He changed the agency of water. Water, just like our bread and wine that can be turned with the coming down of the Holy Spirit into the body and blood of Christ. Just like icons when we pray before them and the Lord fills us with grace. Tangible things the Lord uses for our salvation. And if you look carefully in the Old Testament, it's all over the place. So why should it be any different now? It should be the same. Now, when the Lord came to the Jordan, He was just going to begin His earthly ministry, or His public ministry, shall I say. And He goes to John, who's baptizing in the Jordan. He's baptizing in repentance, for repentance. This was a ritual of cleansing of water, and the people would go into the water, and they would be immersed in the water, and then they would come out of the water and stand in the river, and they'd confess their sins. So John had prophesied that the Lord would come, and He would not be even worthy to be able to take off His sandals. So the Lord comes, John is terrified. But He says, suffer to be so now to fulfill all righteousness. So the Lord is baptized. But He's baptized differently than other people. Oh yes, He's immersed in the water just like everybody else. But He comes straight up out of the water. He has no need to confess His sins because He has none. And then the Trinity is made manifest in a tangible, palpable way where there is the dove alighting on His shoulder, signifying, not being, but signifying the Holy Spirit, and the voice from heaven of the Father saying, this is My Son in whom I am well pleased. So that's the basic story of the Lord's baptism. And what He fulfilled for us was changing the nature of water and showing how important baptism was. Because after all, if your master would take on baptism, then we have no reason not to. By His example, it is clear that baptism is critically important and the beginning. Now let me talk about a word that is so misunderstood, perhaps not by people who have been raised Orthodox, but in this country, this word is just in the top 10 of mangled words. At the end of the epistle to Titus, or not the end of the epistle, but the end of this selection. St. Paul says, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. To be justified. to become righteous. Not just to be freed from some sort of guilt, to become righteous. That's what justification is. Justification is the process by which we come to know God intimately and perfectly. Remember, only the pure in heart will see God. So, justification is the changing of our souls to become good. That's the whole purpose why God became man. So that we would become good. Because you can't know good unless you are good. It's just a fundamental principle. So justification is the changing of us so that we would be good, so that there wouldn't be any darkness in us. And the beginning of this process is baptism. St. Paul says, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." The Lord came to teach us the right way to live and to give us the ability to live that way. What a travesty it would be if He only told us the right way to live but didn't enable us. That's cruel. And also, what if He gave us the ability but didn't teach us? You have to know, and then you have to do. And you can only know if you hear, and you can only do if you're able. And baptism is that beginning for us. I often think of baptism as when a baby is born. Little Sophia has within her the seed of adulthood to become a mature woman, to be able to live a godly life, to do all of the things that God has planned for her. Right now she does not understand or know, but the capability is there. Just like the capability is there for her to learn algebra and drive a car and be an astronaut. The capability is there. Whether or not she will do these things remains to be seen, but certainly the capability is there. For us, the capability of becoming righteous is through baptism, to be justified. Not some legal contract where God says, "Okay, I'm not going to hold your sins against you." I've told you many times, I'll never tire of it. I hope you don't tire of it either, because it really matters. If all God did was forgive us, then that's not enough. Because I don't want to be a forgiven sinner. I want to stop being a sinner. That's what Jesus Christ came to do. Not to forgive our sins only, but so that we would no longer sin. And the beginning of it is baptism. I find it very interesting. It's very important to understand what happened after Jesus Christ's baptism. He went out into the wilderness and He was tempted. 40 days. With baptism comes struggle. It's not a one-time event. It is the beginning of the rest of your life. The beginning of righteousness. A necessary part. It remains to be seen whether or not what God has done for us will become effectual in our lives. It's up to us. This day, which was a long time coming, is now upon us. We have the grace of God within us. Jesus Christ abides within us. He has sent His Holy Spirit, the anointing, upon us. We have everything we need to become righteous, to become justified, because of being baptized into the church. And now we must take our sojourn into the wilderness. Now we must struggle with difficult things. But God will be with us. God will help us. Everything was planned so carefully. All we need do is follow. So may God help us to become righteous. Amen.